It looks as though the storm right now is around the West Virginia area, and it's going to continue to move off towards the north. I think that the bulk of the day is dry. We've got a few showers today into the early evening, but it's really after 8 or 9 o'clock that that heavy rain arrives.
So that's when the worst of this rain will be?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be pelting rain overnight tonight from roughly midnight until 8 o'clock in the morning. We have rainfall rates which could exceed in some areas an inch an hour of rain, and that's going to overwhelm catch basins, gutters, could cause some street flooding, even some flash flood conditions across some of the area because of that very heavy rain in a relatively short amount of time.
So I'll have a wet basement. A flash flood watch is in effect at 2 o'clock this afternoon. How worried are you about that?
Well, I think what you just mentioned about your own basement is really what concerns most of us here for this type of situation. You know, we had Henry last week, didn't really impact eastern New England very much, but now this is a different animal. This is going to be a lot of rain, relatively short amount of time. So basements, roads, vulnerable roads, places like Route 9, Storrow Drive, they tend to flood during these situations. And also some of the streams could get to bank full pretty quickly from all of this heavy rain. I mean, we're talking some areas 2 to 5 inches of rain here in this little 8-hour window. The ground's already fairly saturated from so much rain this summer. This is not necessarily something that the ground can absorb as easily as it typically would.
Sure. When does this storm move out?
Does look to me like it's going to move out fairly quickly tomorrow morning. So I think the bulk of the rain is over by about 8 or 9 o'clock. There may be a few residual showers, and we'll actually start to see some clearing. I think the sun's out by the end of the day. We may see some wind with this system as well. That'll help dry things out, but it also could create some power outages because the leaves are obviously still on the trees. They act like little sails. They capture the wind, can take a tree down, a branch, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, how does the Labor Day holiday forecast look?
So right now, temperatures are going to be in the 70s all 3 days. There may be a couple of showers on Sunday. Not convinced that system's going to bother us or not. Doesn't look like any heavy rain. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sunshine. And the other thing about this weekend, comfortable sleeping nights. Windows open, air conditioning off.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Steve.